I've got Emma Jane Nulty, project leader with Barnardo's Family Support Centre, on the line. Good afternoon, Emma Jane.
Hello, Pat.
We're going to talk about managing children's expectations at Christmas, because children can expect a lot of stuff. Like, I'm using the word stuff because that's what it is for Christmas, and parents are not always able to provide what children want, and it can be a bit heartbreaking in those circumstances. So Barnardo's have a plan for managing children's expectations at Christmas. So tell me about
it. Christmas is a very magical time, and I suppose it's, you know, obviously every parent wants Christmas to be special for their child. Expectations are high, and I suppose you have to kind of take a step back when you're in the middle of all of that and look at, you know, what's important here for your child. And people do feel under a lot of pressure to provide the best presents that they possibly can.
Yeah.
And then they end up possibly having to, you know, struggle with money difficulties then into January, February, March onwards as they're trying to repay back whatever loans they've taken out to make Christmas happen for their child in their eyes. That word managing expectations, it's difficult because you want to give your child the very best that you can. A couple of pointers, parents obviously know their children the best, but some practical pointers could just be around just trying to remember yourself when you were a child. What do you actually remember? Do you remember the big, big present, or do you remember the time spent with people, the good times? And maybe focusing on those times and what's actually important at Christmas. Santa also tries to be really fair. I have this conversation with my own children when they're asking for something, and I'm trying to say to them, well, you know, Santa has to get to everybody, and maybe this Christmas he just maybe won't be able to get you that. But is there something else you'd really like? And keeping it quite, you know, real for the child. And
yeah,
obviously if your child is older, sometimes it works to sit down with them and actually include them in a conversation around, well, yes, I'd love to be able to get that for you. Maybe we can't do it right now. Can we put a plan in place and work towards that? And is there something else you'd really like, you know, that we can manage together?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, you know, particularly when there's such a focus on technology and wanting the latest gadget and this, that and the other,
mm-hmm.
If you can include your child in that conversation and actually talk to them as a one-to-one and help them understand about what's doable and what's maybe not doable this time, it's easier to follow through on it then, because your child is included in that decision.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the press release here, Emma Jane,
mm-hmm.
and I've just underlined the first two sentences. It says, today across Ireland, one child in 10 is living in consistent poverty.
Mm-hmm.
That means that a little boy or girl in your community is waking up cold or going to bed hungry this Christmas. I mean, that's rather Dickensian, isn't it?
Well, I think look, the recession has hit hard, and families are struggling. In our Barnardo centres, we have 40 centres across the country, and we're currently running a toy appeal. And we would welcome toy donations that will go. They will go directly to the children and families coming into the centres. If people want to check out our website, www.barnardos.ie, there's information as to how to donate. And I suppose it's also around the work that we do in our centres is all about helping children to reach their potential. And the real strength of the work that we do in the centres in Barnardo's is that we work with the child within their family, and we also work with the parents to promote them to meet their potential. We run a number of different programmes that are tailor-made, I suppose, on what you need when you come to the centre. We do an assessment with you, and we work with you as to what's working well, but we also help you to move things on where you might be struggling.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking really of the recent death of the man in Molesworth Street, 50 feet away from Dáil Éireann, and I'm also thinking about the reports in the media about families being evicted from their homes being made homeless, and I mean, I don't know what's really happening in Irish society. I mean, it's 2014, near the end of 2014. I know that 100 years ago there was poverty in the country and people were you know, had some people had horrible lives, and they couldn't provide anything like heat and food for their families. And I'm just reminded, is this the way our society is going today? Because there's nobody really. I mean, the government don't seem to be too pushed about the way people's lives have gone in the country, and they're talking about the recession being over and businesses on the up and all that sort of thing. And yet we hear about children in poverty. 1 in 10 children.
It is stark, Pat. And you know, again, it's getting back to every parent wants the best for their child. And some families are having to deal with extremely difficult circumstances. I mean, what happened there on Molesworth Street is obviously, it's tragic. But that's a very complicated situation. And, you know, we're working with children at the beginning of their lives and with their parents, and really trying to break that cycle of where people are finding things difficult. We run early intervention programs. We run parenting programs. And really trying to sort of work to people's strengths, but where they need extra help and where they need extra support, trying to do that. We also advocate very strongly for children's rights. And I know that there's a homeless summit happening today. Bernardo's are there at the summit. It's a very complex issue, and it is happening. You know, there are serious situations going on for children every single day now. It's not something that happened 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And yes, as a society, we do need to wake up and look at that and look at it very proactively and creatively.
Yes, I know your organisation, Emma Jane, is being very positive about how to go about helping people in these circumstances. Mm. I'm just harking back to the news report yesterday. 2,000 people collected food parcels from the Capuchin Centre in town yesterday. 2,000 people, and then there were meals provided for 146 or something other people. I'm just dumbstruck by all of this. I mean, and particularly at this time of year, with the way the streets are bedecked, the centre of town is bedecked with all the lights, and there's a great vibe about Christmas coming up, and people are on the likes of Grafton Street and Stephen's Green spending money. Shopping centres, the outlying shopping centres like Dundrum, is packed to the rafters with people early this morning spending their money. And people who are in dire straits feel a sense of panic because they can't provide the bare necessities, the basics for their children, never mind go out and spend money on a big expensive toy or an electronic piece of apparatus that they're asking for. I mean, you know, I don't know where it's all going.
What happens, Pat, is that people obviously want to give to their children, so they borrow.
That's right.
And then other things go by the wayside, like maybe they haven't got the money in the meter for the gas, for the heat, or there isn't enough food on the table. And I mean, again, I mean, obviously, I'm coming from Bernardo's point of view on this, so you know, that's why we really can't emphasise enough. We work in communities where we have relationships with people that are coming into our centres every single day for a significant period of time. So I hope that we can reach out to families that when they do need that help, and people supporting the toy appeal, and there's other aspects of Bernardo's on the website that they can look at to support our work. And it goes hand on heart. I'm here in a centre with a lot of families coming in. What we do is those toys that come in, they get put into a bag and they are given directly to the families.
Right.
So, I mean, and I just know how grateful people are to get that. But it's, you know, it is real. It is a pressure. It is about trying to manage that pressure as best as you can. But you get caught up in it. Of course you do.
Sure, sure.
And it's just, it is hard to be real about it. And some, you know, some... But at the end of the day, everybody, as a parent, wants to give their child the best that they possibly can.
Of course. Can you just tell me then, while we're on this subject of the toy thing, where can people drop off toys if they wish to?
Okay. Well, probably the best thing is to get on either the Facebook page for Bernardo's or the website, www.bernardos.ie. We have a parcel service that very kindly is helping get presents from a point of collection to the centres. So all of that information is actually on the website.
Right. And that'll tell people where they can donate the toys to. Yeah.
It's very clear. It says what you can register, you can effectively pledge that you're going to buy a present, and then it gives you the mechanism as to where you can bring it to.
Okay, is there a media campaign in this regard?
There is it's on social media, and we're getting a lot of support from. We have a patron as well. Tom von Lohler is also helping us with that with our Christmas campaign.
Okay.
All
right, Emma Jane.
I suppose it's important to say, Pat, as well, though, you know, Christmas is a hot spot. It's a pressure point for people. But our work, like what you're describing there, actually goes on throughout the year. So it doesn't just happen at Christmas. Our work is day in, day out, and we don't go away. We kind of keep at it. So any support would be really, really appreciated.
Okay, and I'm just this last question. Do you have fundraising days throughout the year to keep your campaigns going?
We absolutely do. We had a National Collection Day there in September, October. And I suppose keep an eye to the website, because that'll let you know of more things coming up.
Okay, Emma Jane, thanks very much for taking the call. And
thanks
the best of luck with
Pat.
The campaign. Hope it's a huge
thanks
success for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 That was Emma Jane Nulty there from Barnardo's talking to me about the Christmas campaign, and it's called Managing Children's Expectations at Christmas. You're listening to Northside Today with me, Pat Meehan.